162. This is going to be a big one.
Oh, yeah.
They're all big ones. For one to possess... Oh, so we're talking about Ahava. Two levels of Ahava. There's Ahava she'tluya b'davar and Ahava she'eino tluya b'davar. There's conditional love, unconditional love. Conditional love is not really love because it's really you love the condition. Just, you know, a person who only likes his wife because she's pretty, so therefore the love he has for her is because she's pretty, so he loves the prettiness. But, you know, by dint, he likes her, you know? But it's mostly the way she looks. Or a person is friends with somebody because he receives kickbacks in whatever way he gets kickbacks. Whatever it is, you know? You have that in high school a lot. People are friends with some kid because he's wealthy and, you know, it's beneficial to hang out with him. You don't like the kid, you like the money, you like the kickbacks. So you're very careful with everything, like with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. It could be even for yourself. You only love yourself because of the kavod you receive. And if you wouldn't receive kavod from other people, it could be that you wouldn't even love yourself. It's not so. It's a big sugya. For one to possess even the conditional kind of ahava, he must recognize from whom he is receiving. I mean, to have conditional ahava towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu, towards a person, you have to know that that which you are receiving is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu or that person, or else where are you sending your love? Your love is a connection. So who am I connecting to? If he thinks the item is actually his, the gift will not inspire him to ahava. Right? So if a person receives something, but he expected it, or he felt that he deserved it, that's not going to create any more ahava. Even ahava that's conditional. Well, yeah, I expected it. If Reuven gives a gift to Shimon, and Shimon thinks that Reuven is just returning something that he had borrowed, or, I would add, if Reuven gives something to Shimon, but Shimon says, you told me like 8 years ago that you were going to give that to me, or I worked for you, or this or that, and I deserve this, and you're supposed to give that to me, this will not cause Shimon to love Reuven.
Right? Big said.
This is life itself. Yeah. The same is true regarding love towards the Creator. First of all, one must clearly recognize the benefits Hashem has bestowed upon him. Only then will he be able to love his Creator with conditional love. If we wake up every single morning, just like, okay, we woke up, then you actually just missed your entire day. Because who said you should have woken up? Don't you appreciate that you got today? We expect it. It's normal. What do you mean? Of course I'm going to wake up. I woke up yesterday. I'm going to wake up today. It's pashit. That's how we start off the day, modani. Because it's supposed to jog you and say, no, it's not so pashit. And the more one thinks about this outside those words of modani before he goes to bed or during the day, you know, it's really not so pashit that I get life every day. It really is an act of the Creator. It really is a chesed. It really is a shgacha. Oh, he's back. Not in a good way.
Matana.
But if you think about that, then you'll appreciate. But we literally go, people, I'm not saying us, many people go their entire life, they receive billions of stuff, and they feel like they receive nothing. You could see, you could breathe. No, it's double posh. Of course I could breathe and I could see. What do you mean? Of course I can. It's a big nevach. Your mom is missing out on Simchas Chaim. If a person lives without thinking, he's not a rush, he just doesn't think, he will not sense the Creator's kindness. And it will be nearly impossible for him to truly love the Creator, even conditionally. This is the second shar in Cholos Lavav, Shar Bechina. This is why we're going to learn Chavos Halavos after this. Because there's a program that we're going to be working on. I already ordered this farm. I'm already ready to go. I have them already. They're in Zibermas. I'm going to go pick them up in the next few days. We're almost done. But in Shar Bechina, the point of it is that the Chavos Halavos is trying to get us to understand in creation, nothing to do with spirituality yet. Nothing to do with like Torah Mitzvahs. That we benefit every single moment from this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu to us. We are constantly downloading, nonstop downloading, all the time. Just open your eyes and appreciate it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything else. You're already breathing. You're already breathing. Just appreciate that you're breathing. Okay, easier said than done, but if you speak about it and you speak about it, that's the
Who
way in.
Who gives you
the breath?
What? Who gives you the breath?
Yeah. From that place, you could start conditional love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can, ahava means there's a connection. People go their whole life, and only if a Kodesh Baruch Hu does some like crazy miracle, then they see Yad Hashem. Only when there's an earthquake did a Kodesh Baruch Hu create the ground. Only when there's a solar eclipse did Hashem make the sun. Only when 300 rockets come shooting down and not one of them, well, barely anything touches, then there's a Ribono Shel Olam. When it's just like regular shooting between, you know, army, that's the army. Only when there's a crazy miracle, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole point of all these big miracles, it's Mamish Yitzis Mitzrayim. I was speaking of this on Sunday. The Ramban writes, everything that's happening right now is Yitzis Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us an opportunity to reawaken us, literally like they left Mitzrayim. The Ramban writes, it's a long Ramban, but he says, at the end of the Ramban, the tachlis of all of Yitzis Mitzrayim is from the Nisim HaGluyim, from the open big miracles, Dan Sardei Kinam Aruf. One is supposed to come to be Moda. I should read you the words. No, I'll read you the words. It's so important. Every year, there's certain mamakons you have to read. Here's one of them. You have to hear these words. You maybe heard them from me before, but these words are so powerful. It's Ramban. At the end of Parshas Bo, he has this very long, well-known Torah where he explains all the mitzvahs Zeches he's Mitzrayim. Of course, what we're doing in Yanashi a little bit. Last line. Look at it. Look how long this is. It's this whole. He keeps going. This whole thing to explain why everything is Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Umen Anisim Hagedolim Hamafursamim, and from the open public miracles, which is all Yitzias Mitzrayim. Adam Moda Modaani. He's Moda. He comes to admit and to thank the Nisim Anastarim, all the hidden miracles. Shem Yisod HaTorah Kula, which they are the Yisod HaTorah Kula. What is he talking about? Which Nisim HaNestarim? What are Nisim HaNestarim? Now, one more line. Ready for this? She'ein la'adam chelik b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu. You have no portion. You are not shayich to the Torah. Ad she'yamin she'kol dvarenu u'mikrenu kulam Nisim. Until you believe. You're not shayich to Torah until you have an emunah that everything that happens, all stuff, all happenings, are all nisim. Ein bahem teva, umin hago shalom. There's no such thing as Mother Nature in this world. Bein baram, bein biyachid. Whether it's in public or it's in private. You have no shaychus to Torah's Moshe if you don't recognize when you breathe and when the sun and all that stuff, the nisim hanistarim, the hidden nisim, are from a Kodesh Baruch Hu for you. You have no shaychus to Torah. We're not talking about if you don't do the mitzvahs, then you don't have shaychus to Torah. If you don't have a muna in creation, you have nothing. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come to an emuna of creation. Creation. Back to water, back to ground, back to animals, boils, basic stuff. That was the whole purpose. There was no technology. There's no fancy stuff. It was, look, water is me. Frogs are me. Animals are me. Sun is me. Life, Makas Becharis is me.
Recognize everything.
Everything. And that's the whole tachlis.
You should have sent in this Ramban.
Yeah. You should. That would have made more sense. At least you bring a Maramoko. I am Chum. But this is what it is. This is the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're doing the night of. We're talking about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim specifically to bring us to Amuna of yes, what happened, but the point says Ramban. But from there, you're supposed to make a move, right? We always just, we learn something like, that's it. You need one more, ounce of thought. Oh, from the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, then what? That's it? No, then everything else in life is a Kodesh Baruch. That's what he was doing. Why did he make Dam? To show that the water is me. Why did he make Choshech? To show that the sun is me. So now that we go outside right now, today, when you see the water, and you see the sun, what are you supposed to see? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not nothing. That's what we're supposed to be doing. It changes your life.
You need to have that before you can have any shaykhus to Torah. Because what does Torah mean to you if you
exactly.
don't think it's...
And that's how the Chovos Levavos goes. When we learn it, I'll explain it. But if you miss the first steps, you really are you're already off by a certain degree. It doesn't mean you're a kofer chas v'shalom. You can keep kultur, kula, and do mitzvahs and not have this amuna and still be a fine Jew, but you won't be a connected Jew because you're missing steps. Shaykh. Yeah, well, people are not kofrim of it. They're not thinking about it. Huh?
I guess from all this brings up the thought that the Makos were literally for Bnei Israel, not correct. Obviously because yeah, otherwise
yeah, I talk about every year.
They could have left Egypt and then Hashem could have punished them, and you could prove that by saying by Lot and by Noach they weren't able to see the destruction because they weren't worthy, and you know you could say the Yidden weren't worthy to leave either, so they weren't worthy to see the destruction.
Yeah. I think this is the Dvarim Shutim. I thought this is, I gave a share. I think it was to the women last week. The Makos are not from Mitzrayim. They're all going to be dead. Who cares about them? It's for us. There's a Torah from the Baal Shem or the Degel, I forgot that there's a line. It wasn't to get us out of Mitzrayim, it was to get the Mitzri out of us. Of course the Kodesh Baruch is going to take us out, but we have to get the Mitzri out of us. The Mitzri is, Mi Hashem Asher Shema Bekolo. Who's the Kodesh Baruch that I should listen to him? Well, he's the one who makes the sun. But we don't think about that. It all takes is thinking. It's very cheap. It's cheap. It's Jewish. It's just thinking. It doesn't cost any money. Just think. That's what they say about us. Maybe it's true. I don't know. If a person lives without thinking, he will not sense the Creator's kindness, and it will be nearly impossible for him to truly love the Creator, even conditionally. Because you need, the first step is to have a love that's based on something. That's a connection. So when I feel that I'm receiving, then I can reciprocate, or my reaction in response will be ahava. Have to give back. But if I don't feel that I'm getting anything, I can't even start loving.
So then it's conditional.
At the beginning, that's fine. At the beginning, that's fine. Bitoch lo lishma bo lishma. That's how you start, right? Like I said yesterday, you just open. You don't look at the resumes of a girl. You just have 1,000 resumes and you just pick one out and say, it doesn't matter anyway because I have to love her unconditionally. So what does it matter? There's a process.
Oh, question.
Therefore, a person must first contemplate and recognize the areas of life and the ways in which Hashem bestows kindness upon him. We have to think about it, build the ahava, shatuli b'davar, and then we'll go from there. Yes, sir?
So conditional is like, I'm receiving stuff, and I appreciate that, and I love that person, because I'm receiving stuff. Is there an aspect of unconditional love, because you're receiving stuff, and you're not loving the stuff, you're loving the aspect of the person thinking about you. Is that outside of conditional? It's not the stuff itself, it's the connection that the person brought to you. Not the hana.
The connection, you love the connection.
You're getting Daka's dick. It's borderline, right? Because it's still something that you're receiving. But there will come a time in the relationship where a person can receive stuff and be happy with it, but still not, that's not the ichor why has this relationship.
Can you put into words why someone could love unconditionally?
Why somebody can?
Yeah. Like, what is the vehicle through which someone loves unconditionally?
I have to go through all the sugyas. Let's say a husband and wife. The husband and wife, be'etzim, they're one. It's one neshama cut into two. Right? So be'etzim, they're one. Just how did you bring those two pieces together? I mean, we do look opposite. We do have different personalities. Sometimes we bother each other. So how do you bring them together? Through the conditions, right? I like the personality. I like the way they cook. I like the way they look. So through the conditional, you bring the system together. And then if you continue working on that, you swallow your ego, throw away your selfishness, which is that is always the key nekuda, ego, selfishness, that disallows unconditional love. Right? Conditional love means it's about me. So even to some degree, if you have this selfish approach, then you'll always live with that. The point of a male and a female, each in their own way, is to slowly get rid of that. You're doing more for the other than you do for yourself. When you get that and you're happy about it. So then you make this bond together. And then at this point, the unconditional, the atzmis starts to break out. And then all the conditions drop away. You still receive from them, but it's so much more pure. That's the process, at least with a husband and wife. With kids, it's the same thing also, because Lamaisa, they came from you. They mamash came from you. Right? So there's an etzim connection. All of Klal Yisrael, we really are one, on the neshama level. The spiritual level, we're all one. We speak about it all the time, but we're not zoche to feel that. We speak about it, and we have each other's back, but it's not be'etzim. That's because as long as a person has connections to selfishness, gaiva, these worlds, which are big worlds, you can never fully give yourself over to another person more than yourself, because you care about yourself more.
Seems right? Like the real the Garvot is Hakara towards Hashem.
It's the beginning. Yeah, sure. Even, everything's Hakara.
Even that's conditional, but like, then I suppose this first Start thanking Hashem for all the things that you have before you open up with your list of requests, like a car, recognize Hashem, thank Hashem,
for sure. Because even that is, even though that's still maybe conditional, it's a high level conditional because you're just, at least you're appreciating the condition instead of just asking for more.
But you can't have expectations, like you said in the beginning.
That's another. The human psyche, for whatever reason, is like, we're built broken. We have to fix things up. It's like you see the mashal of the Mila. A male is built with, he's born broken, even though he has something extra. It's considered a break. We have to cut that away. All of our psyche and all of our midas are like that. We have extra things that we have to pull back. And you see in the physical body that Kadosh Baruch Hu built us that way to show us that we're not born perfect. The arla is like gaiva.
We are born perfect. We just need to remove.
You could say it different ways, but we're not. We don't like myself to remove it. That's all of life. We have to slowly remove that which is most of us, extras. But that's our task in life.
Tikkun.
All right, we're built gashmis, then we slowly have to slip away from that gashmis. Right? Okay. We'll continue with the show.